Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the Superhuman Radio Show that almost didn't happen today. Elisa put so much work into Superhuman Radio's Casual Friday, and so her computer crashed. Was it over a week ago?
Oh, it's been a long time ago. It's been a couple of weeks ago.
But and so we had to get a new laptop, and along with new laptop comes new operating systems, new software, new this, new that. And Elisa's here. She was here at the studio for almost an hour and couldn't even get Internet Explorer to open completely.
On a brand new computer. And it's not my problem. It's not operator error.
No, absolutely not. And so it's just so frustrating. And she's like, I'm like, just use my laptop. No, I just bought this computer. It has to work. Like she was going to will it to work if she had to. But anyway, needless to say, whose computer are you using right now?
I'm using your computer.
There you go. You know what? The show must go on. That's
yes.
The bottom line. The show must go on.
Yes.
So welcome back to another Casual Friday. It's exciting to be in the office and be doing the show today because we have lots of good things to talk about. One of which is the upcoming Super Bowl.
Yes, on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Who's going to be the talent at Super Bowl?
I think it's Katy Perry.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
I like her.
I do too.
Yeah, she's cute.
I like her music. She's
what was she doing with Russell Brand?
He
sounds like such a jerk.
Some people like him. I don't think he was very nice to her, but we don't know the whole story.
Yeah, we don't know. She could be like a diva. You don't know.
But she seems really cute in her interviews and stuff.
Yeah, so she's going to be the
halftime show,
and then of course Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be there. She's going to be steaming her vagina in the.
No, she's not. She's not going to be at the Super Bowl. But there was an article this week in People about Gwyneth Paltrow talking about having a treatment done at a spa in Santa Monica, a special treatment for her vagina. I say that word?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so. The article says Gwyneth Paltrow, no vagina expert, doctors say. Now, I'm the last person to take the side of the medical orthodoxy, right? But at the same time, I gotta say, I gotta tell you, I like Gwyneth Paltrow. You know why? Because she doesn't care if what she's gonna say is stupid. She's gonna say it anyway.
This is a quote. The real golden ticket here is the Mugwort V-Steam. You sit on what is essentially a mini throne, and a combination of infrared and mugwort steam cleanses your uterus.
Now, how can it cleanse your uterus? Are you using a, you know what a speculum is? You know what a speculum is, right? It's the thing that an OBGYN uses that they put inside the woman's vagina to open it up so
right.
They can go, instead of saying, stick out your tongue, they use that so they can look in. Unless she has a speculum inserted, how is this steam and infrared getting all the way up into the uterus?
She says it is an energetic release, not just a steam douche that balances female hormone levels. If you're in LA, you have to do it.
I mean, this is an example of somebody who has way too much money and way too much time on their hands. this does not sound like something that's, first of all, the vagina is part of the woman's microbiome.
Exactly.
And you don't want to fool with the microbes in your vagina. And I don't know what infrared light could do, but let's think about it from an evolutionary perspective. Do you think that back in the day, a million years ago, women would stand on their head and expose their vagina to the sunlight so that they can get sun up into their uterus? Of course not. What is this light doing getting up into your uterus?
They have a doctor here, Dr. Jen Guntner. She's a OBGYN. She says, steam is probably not good for your vagina. Herbal steam is no better and quite possibly worse.
Yeah, you could be disrupting the microbiome of the vagina.
Mugwort or wormwood or whatever, when steamed vaginally, can't possibly balance any reproductive hormones, regulate your menstrual cycle, treat depression, or cure infertility.
Now, you know what wormwood is, right?
No, I don't.
Wormwood is what they make absinthe out of. Real absinthe. So absinthe is an alcoholic beverage. It's a liquor that they used to drink back in the 20s and 30s that is made from wormwood that makes you hallucinate. But then Pernod, as you and I discovered, switched the recipe because they outlawed it in the United States because they didn't want people hallucinating from an alcohol.
Do they still sell absinthe?
They do now again. They are making it from wormwood again, and you can get it in limited quantities in different places of the country.
And I know about this because of reading some of the books I've been reading, Picasso, Ernest Hemingway is what I'm reading about mm-hmm. right now. And they used to drink
They all it. Drank absinthe.
They drank it back then.
Absinthe is was their equivalent to LSD back in the day. So, I mean, and actually, it's said that some of those artists usually were attracted to absinthe because it altered your state of mind. And a lot of them actually went crazy from drinking so much of it. And she's suggesting that you put it in your vagina.
Here the doctor also says, talking about Paltrow's claims that steam cleanses your uterus. Steam isn't going to get into your uterus from your vagina unless you're using an attachment with some kind of pressure. And most definitely never, ever do that.
And that's what I just said. Unless you have a speculum and you're holding your vagina open completely and you're forcing the steam up there, it's not getting up there.
The thing about Gwyneth Paltrow is, yeah, she kind of beats to her own drummer, but some of the stuff that she says and does is
the
just,
wrong drummer.
Yeah, it's just too way out.
Well, but
there.
But see, and this is one of the things I really think we have to be cautious about. So many of us, you know what happens? If you've ever been through the psychology process, you know that when you work with a psychologist or a therapist, that the initial phases are designed to create positive transference, where you like the therapist and you relate to the therapist. And you trust the therapist, so the therapist can now help you overcome your problems. If you don't like them, you don't trust them, and you don't relate to them, they're not going to be able to help you. You're not going to see them anymore. You have to feel friendly towards them, right? The problem with Hollywood is we all like these actors and actresses because of their performances. And we relate to them because quite often the roles they play are roles that many of us live in normal life. So we assume that they're like us. Oh, they played that role so well. It's just like me or my cousin or so. So we have this positive, this mono positive transference where we trust them. We believe them. We like them. And then they step out of the world of acting and theatrics and they want to tell us about health and science. And they're not that smart, quite frankly. And not all of them. Some of them are smart. But in this poor girl's case, I'm happy that she has a lot of money so that people can keep her from walking into walls because she's not that smart. I mean, any critical thinking would tell you, A, don't fool with the microbiome of your vagina. B, nothing's getting up in your uterus unless you're pushing it all the way up your vagina.
Interesting. Okay, so moving on.
Let's talk more about Gwyneth. No, I'm looking.
American Apparel has a new model.
This is big. I think this is, I applaud them. This is really, really big.
She is, her name is Jackie O'Shaughnessy, and she's 60 years old. She's a first-time model. She's never modeled before. I guess she tried when she was younger, and she was told that she needed to have her nose fixed and to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
She looks really good for 60.
Well, I can't really see the pictures. It's kind of far away. Are there any big pictures, like close-ups of her? I don't see any close-ups of her.
No, she has kind of grayish blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, what I applaud is American Apparel is thought of as a young person's line,
yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to appeal to the baby boomers by doing this. That's pretty smart.
It is smart. Good for them.
Of course, as a rule, baby boomers usually have a little bit more money than young kids. So they'll buy more clothes, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this says a lot. You know, 60 years old now, and we have models. And you're going to see more of this. Now that American Apparel did this, other companies are going to watch and see what happens. And depending on how this works out, you're going to see other companies start getting endorsement and models that are in an older age group.
We were watching something, and there was a new model for someone. She was
400 pounds, 330 pounds. She had the most beautiful face I've ever seen. It's true.
I don't remember who she was now going to model for, but she was obese. But she had a beautiful face.
Yeah, she did. I mean, she had a beautiful face. She had that dark reddish hair. What do you call that color?
Auburn.
Auburn hair. I mean, she was very pretty, but she was, I mean, the amount of body fat she was carrying was just startling when they said that she's their new, one of their new plus size model.
I don't remember who it was. I just remember seeing her face.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, you know what? Look, there's all different types of people out there. And to go back to what I was talking about, positive transference, that's what advertising tries to do. They try to find relatable people to wear their products so that people go, oh, it looks good on them. That'll look good on me. And there's a lot of very, very obese people out there. So they're going to start picking up. You're going to see more and more overweight models out there, I predict, for traditional lines.
So real quick, who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
You suck. Who are the teams?
Washington and New England, the Patriots and the Seahawks.
I would say New England just because I'm from the East Coast. And plus I know that that whole deflated ball thing was like just a waste of time.
Yeah, and you like Tom Brady?
I think he's pretty cool, actually. He seems like a regular guy, you know?
Yeah.
Affable. Yeah, I'll go with New England.
Okay.
So who do you want?
I like New England.
Oh, that's not going to make it good. I have to pick the other team now. I have to go with Washington. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. way.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Don't go, Sharona. Welcome back. So what do you want to talk about, Elisa?
I thought we were going to talk about the flu shot, the Tamiflu, and then also the MMR,
okay.
The measles.
So much good stuff to talk about, really.
Yes.
Especially within that area. But one thing is for sure, and I want to talk about all these stories, but I want to mention that Wyatt Everhart sent us an interesting article. And basically what the article says is that science and the public are at odds. And I think this is great because it means that people in the public are using critical thinking skills. They're not just taking science blindly. For instance, the biggest disconnect had to do with genetically modified foods, where there was a gap of 51% percentage points. 80% of scientists said GMOs are safe to eat, compared to 37% of people who believe that they're safe to eat. So this is interesting because science doesn't know for sure that GMOs are safe. There's a lot of things that scientists thought were safe that now we're finding out that they're not. And if anything, we need to stop putting so much value in science when it contradicts what we know to be true or what we think to be true. We're pretty smart. We've survived 4.6 million years without scientists.
It's interesting that it says here that 68% of scientists say it's safe to eat foods with pesticides.
I know. But, you know, there's so much. So who's funding the research? What biases do they have? How is the study designed? It's like we know that science, you can look up anything and find opposing views from good scientists. In fact, just this morning I received a report of a new study that was just published by an individual who has done a review of the existing research. This is very popular, reviews and meta-analysis. They don't have to do studies. They just look at other people's studies and connect the dots, saying that triclosan is not dangerous to humans. Now,
who did the study?
Exactly. No. This was a review. Good.
Oh,
so
okay.
Who did the review? This one person did the review. I don't remember their name. And what studies did they pull from? What did they leave out and why? Why did they choose these studies to review and not those? I mean, there's just so much goes into this mix. You cannot believe scientists anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, let's get back to flu and the
vaccines. Yeah, and this is why. Okay.
First. So, I saw a story on the news the other day. There's a little boy out in California that had cancer, and his immune system is
weakened because of the chemo, right?
Right. He can't take the vaccine, and so the parents of the little boy are trying to get the school to force all of the children at the school to get the measles vaccine because of the outbreak with the Disney and so they made all of the children in his class get the vaccine, but they have yet to make all the children in the school get the vaccine. So the father was on the news and he was irate, saying, you know, everybody should around them should get the vaccine because the little boy's immune system is compromised and he can't.
So when I read this article originally, I forget who posted it on my Facebook wall.
I didn't see it on Facebook.
It was on my Facebook wall. I think Khan, I'll find out who, and I'll give credit to the right person.
I saw it on the news.
So I commented on this yesterday or the day before. Maybe it was Scott Tavner. I don't remember. But anyway, two things jumped out at me. First of all, this little boy's immune system has been tweaked from his rounds of chemotherapy. So his immune system is so compromised that he could not withstand the vaccine. Now just think about that for a second. So in the context of harming this child, the father says if he was exposed to measles, he would be harmed. If he got the measles vaccine, he would be harmed. So what does that say about the measles vaccine? It's harmful.
Mm-hmm.
That if your immune system is robust enough where it doesn't kill you. And I said to you this morning, that's like saying to somebody, you could withstand the blow to the head and it won't kill you, but it may mess you up. So you should let me hit you in the head.
Because you can withstand the blow.
Okay. So the first thing that is the measles is dangerous to this kid and the vaccine is dangerous to this kid. Something's wrong with that. Number one, people should be saying, wait a minute. Why is the vaccine a threat? No one's asking that question. Number two, the other thing that jumps out at me about this is the children and adults who are coming down with the measles received the measles vaccine.
They're trying to say that most of the cases did not receive the measles
BS.
Vaccine.
People are coming out. It's all over. People are saying, I got the measles and I had the measles vaccine.
So, in addition to that, doctors in this particular area, they live in an area in California where there are a higher percentage of people who don't vaccinate their children
right.
because of their beliefs.
Right.
I think the average for California is 2-point-something, and this area was 6.4% or something
right,
like
right.
that. So anyway, the doctors in this area are coming out and saying if the parents don't have their children vaccinated, they won't treat them.
This is really let me tell you what's really wrong with this all, first of all. Forget about whether measles vaccine.
Well, don't doctors have some kind of a
Hippocratic oath.
Yeah, that they have to treat.
Yes, they can't. They should have their license. If they turn a child away with the measles and they ask the parents, was this child immunized for measles? And the parents say no and the doctor turns him away, he should lose his license. He should lose his license immediately. And I don't mean just for 5 years. I mean, that's it. You're not a doctor anymore. That's like a fireman who says, if I show up at your house to put out a fire and I find that you smoke cigarettes, I'm not putting out the fire. Think about how stupid that would be. But okay, so doctors are trying to weigh in on this to support the medical orthodoxy. And I don't have an opinion on whether the measles mumps vaccine is good for your kid or not. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I am talking about is this. If you have a child whose immune system is so delicate that exposing them to measles could kill them, then there's a lot of other things that they could be exposed to that would hurt them too, like the flu and so on and so forth. Keep that child home. Why is it appropriate to ask everybody else to change their beliefs and what they do for one person? This is unfair and selfish of that father and that family. And this is part of the problem today in the United States. You know, if my kid was sick, I'd keep him home. Say, you know what? As soon as your immune system is better and you're stronger, we're going to get you back to school, but not right now. I would never imagine going to everybody else and saying, I want you to do this because I want my son to go back to school. No, they don't have to. Their kids are fine. Yours is the one that has the problem.
Well, I was just sitting, why doesn't she just homeschool?
Bingo.
Yeah.
This is all grandstanding. That's what this is. Everybody wants a grandstand now. No, everybody must change for my one child. And this is how we are today. I mean, whole laws are written over little minuscule things where the entire population is not affected by this, but one person is. So they write a law that affects the entire population. This is nonsense. And this is what we see today.
Well, okay, so now we've talked about how the flu vaccine is not working.
Not working.
It's not working.
In fact, we have a friend who called last night who got the vaccine and has a flu, and she's getting ready to go on a cruise.
Yeah, her husband called and said that that she has the flu. And I said, did she get the vaccine? And he said, yes, she gets it every year. And guess what? She gets the flu every year also.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, so he went and got Tamiflu for her. And there's so much on the news right now about Tamiflu. I mean, it's been on the morning news every day.
Why do you think that is?
About how good it is, and it stops the progression of the flu by 1.3 days.
Yeah, 1.3 days, right. But why do you think that is?
Because they need to sell it.
Not only do they need to sell it, they see an opportunity to sell it. They know that the propaganda machine has failed. Everybody knows that this particular flu vaccine doesn't work. More and more people are going to get the flu, even though they got the vaccine. This is a great opportunity to sell people Tamiflu. That's what this is all about. It's all about marketing.
Okay, so then, okay, talk about studies. There's a study here that's dated January 30th that talks about how Tamiflu will reduce the length of symptoms and complications of influenza and hospital admissions of influenza. Then there's a second study that's dated Thursday, January 29th, that says, second study raises questions over the benefits of Tamiflu.
And you wonder why the public doesn't trust science anymore? Science is not math. 2 and 2 always equals 4. If 2 and 2 sometimes equaled 4, it wouldn't be math. It's like, this is nonsense. This is why people don't believe scientists anymore. Because you can spit and find a scientific study to contradict another scientific study.
The Tamiflu does shorten the symptoms by about a day, this second study says, but it causes such nausea and vomiting, it may outweigh the benefits of using it because the side effects are so bad from the Tamiflu.
This is crazy. And this is why you cannot, and I've said this for so long now, when science contradicts critical thinking, go with critical thinking. Always. I'd rather die by a mistaken decision that I make than my doctor makes, quite frankly. And the BPA study, I don't care if they think BPA triclosan is safe. I don't want it anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Science is losing its credibility in the public eye because of these contradictory studies.
But what I have a problem with is people are being forced to get this flu shot that's not effective. Healthcare workers are being forced.
Yeah.
There are so many people who are being forced against their own will, like these children. Their parents don't want them to have it, but they're making them.
You know what? I say the parents who don't want their children to be vaccinated should get out of the school. They'll have 30 classrooms and they'll have one kid in there, this one kid. I fault that father. Shame on you for trying to get everybody else to do things for you. You have a child that's sick. I understand the pains of that. I raised 3 children. It's a sad situation. I would never burden everyone else at the school and make them break with a decision that is a very important decision. People today, it's like religion, vaccines. You either love them or you don't. And you're going to force all those people to vaccinate their kids against their will so that your son can go to school. That's a travesty, in my opinion. You're selfish. You're selfish. Keep your kid home until he's robust enough to go back to school. That's the way it should be. And you know what? The school administrators should be saying that, but they don't want to because it's not politically correct. They don't want to, school administrators want this little boy to risk his life. No, stay home. Don't risk your life. You were going to say something.
No, I was just thinking, so if this little boy has a compromised immune system and he carries germs to school, I mean, he may have something, he may pick something up somewhere that he carries to school and it will translate to these other children.
Well, plus he could get the flu and it'll kill him. And we already know the flu vaccine isn't working, so there's going to be kids in the class that get the flu. Keep the kid home, mister. Keep the kid home. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. The
benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com. And fusion supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and we are talking about lots of good stuff that's in the news right now, and quite frankly, why people don't trust science anymore.
I just want to mention Carly Gomez must be listening live here on Facebook. She posted, my school district told me that if there is an outbreak for any illness that have vaccines and that my kids aren't vaccinated for, as we have a waiver on file that my kids have to stay home from school, even if they aren't the cause of the spread, seems change. Are strange if the illness begins with a child who is vaccinated.
Right, right, exactly. And schools should, you know, why treat a child who's unvaccinated differently than a child who's vaccinated? If a kid comes to school that's been vaccinated and he has the flu, well, I mean.
That makes no sense
to
me.
No, I know. It's terrible.
Okay, so we were just talking about the differences in public opinion and scientist opinion of science. So, we have a guy here, a medical researcher at Harvard by the name of Mark Schreim. He actually wrote a fake article titled Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And he did this purposefully to see if he could get accepted into any medical journals with his fake article.
Right.
He got accepted into 17 medical journals.
Mm-hmm. Which led him to start digging around. And there's a list called Beale's List of scholarly publications. And Beale's List publishes a list of what's called predatory open access publishers. So these are less than legitimate publishers that will publish anything that it doesn't have to even be peer reviewed. You can fake the whole paper and send it to them. They'll publish it. In 2011, there were only 18 of these publishers. 5 years later, I'm sorry, 4 years later, one, two, three, four. Well, okay, they're saying five. How many do you think there are now? Well, you know, you're looking
there's
at
five.
It.
No, I'm not looking at it.
693 of these open access publishers that you can get your paper published in without any challenge or any peer review.
So he sent his fake article that's entitled Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and guess who the authors are?
Who?
Orson Welles and Pinkerton A. LeBrain. Those are the, and the subtitle reads, The Surgical and Neoplastic Role of Cacao Extract in Breakfast Cereals. He submitted it to 37 journals, and 2 weeks later, 17 of them accepted it, but the ones that have not published it say that they will as soon as he pays $500.
Yeah, see? And it's amazing. There's so many. I mean, it's crazy. And this is why people don't trust science. I mean, this, why would you trust science today with their opinion about anything when you can get this is not the first time this has happened. When I first started doing the show around 2006, a group of students at UCLA published a study linking, and I'm going from memory, showing a causality between dihydrooxygenase and cancer. And in the study, they showed that 100% of the individuals who had developed a certain type of cancer also came in contact with dihydrooxygen. What they found a different way of saying water. Instead of saying H2O, they said it a different way. And their paper was accepted and published. And it was a spoof. Because it's true. People who have cancer all probably come in contact with water. But they just called water something different. They wanted to see if anybody was paying attention. This is not the first time this has happened. That's not. And this is why no one trusts science. Let's move on to something else. So this is something that just happened yesterday, right?
Yes.
We were on the air yesterday doing a show, and a friend of ours who happens to be in the pharmaceutical industry sent an article.
And she's very well read. She has two PhDs.
Two PhDs. I mean, she's very smart. She sent this article. A glass of red wine is equivalent to an hour at the gym, says new study. But that's not what the new study really says.
New research reveals skipping the gym in favor of the pub is okay.
But that's not the truth either. And see, I fault the media and science in collusion to mislead people. The study is actually about resveratrol, not red wine. That resveratrol has some benefits that you see also from exercise. But keep in mind, resveratrol has these three benefits and the benefits of exercise are pleiotropic. There's millions, right? So they're saying resveratrol could be a good therapy for individuals who are that unable to exercise. This person writes an article. What's her name? Daisy May Sitch. She writes an article and says, well, since red wine has resveratrol in it, I'm going to say red wine is as good as an hour at the gym. And people will read just the headline and go, oh, I knew it. I just need to drink more red wine instead of going to the gym. I don't have to worry about exercising at all.
That's what I said.
I know. I know you did.
No, not really.
I know.
But it is very misleading.
Of course. Science and the media are doing everything they can to shorten people's lives, folks. You better be equipped with critical thinking skills today, and you better have the courage to apply them, because the masses out there are idiots, and if you do something that they're not doing, they're going to try to get you to change.
So, but you can take out of this that resveratrol can mimic exercise for the people who are physically incapable. That's what this says. So should people be taking resveratrol?
You can supplement with it, but you're getting it if you're exercising. You're getting all those benefits and then some if you're just exercising. I mean, I'm not saying resveratrol is a bad supplement to take. And the analogy I gave yesterday on the show when we were talking about this is an old analogy that I've used before. If I dip a bullet in vitamin C and then shoot you in the chest with it, then I can say, hey, bullets are good for you because they have vitamin C. No, you're dead, right? The alcohol in wine is a neurotoxin. And Ken O'Neill brilliantly said, let's go find winos. They should all be healthy and thriving because they're drinking wine all day long.
Good point.
Right? They yes. must live to be 80, 90, and 100 because they're drinking wine all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when the alcohol and the benefits of resveratrol are weighed, the alcohol outweighs the benefits of resveratrol. Now, if you take resveratrol as a supplement, yeah, you got something there.
Well, you're always going to have the people who want to drink, so they're going to argue this fact.
And that is why people like this loser, Daisy May Sitch, would write an article like that. Because she knows, what good is me writing an article that no one reads? I'll lose my job. So how can I pander to the masses? The masses don't want to exercise. The masses don't want to change the way they eat. The masses want to drink and drink and drink and be told it's okay. The masses want to stay up late at night on their iPad and watch Jimmy Kimmel till 2 o'clock in the morning. The masses want to do all these terrible things. If you write articles that say, hey, you know those terrible things you're doing, they're actually good for you, you'll sell copies of newspapers. Because there's idiots out there today that just want to justify their behavior and mitigate the guilt for it. And thanks to Daisy May Sitch, there's people who didn't even read the article and realize, oh, this isn't about red wine, it's about resveratrol.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of yesterday's show, Brett Contreras was on the second half.
Yeah.
I really like him, and yeah. I like his work.
Yeah.
It was a really good show. If you guys didn't listen to it, especially for the women in the audience,
yeah.
He's the glutes guy.
So next time we go to Tempe, because we have relatives that live there, are you going to let him palpate your glutes?
No.
Okay, just curious.
No, but I do like his work.
Yeah, he is. He's good. He's been around for a long time, too. Mm-hmm. He's got a big following. Big, big following. And notice all the women who follow him have great butts.
They do, that's for sure. There were some pictures on one of his blogs. I was shocked. The one woman said that she just started hip thrusting 6 months ago, and her glutes were incredible.
Yeah.
And they didn't look like that before.
No.
She had before and after photos.
And they were really good before and after. They weren't like, oh, this one, she was turned this way. She was turned exactly the same way, and you could see her butt was bigger.
Oh, definitely bigger.
And her waist was still tiny. So it wasn't like she just put on a bunch of fat and her butt got bigger.
No.
Yeah, it was really,
yeah,
he's good.
He is good.
He gets results. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like, I gotta wait for this part. Na 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 na. Welcome back. Okay. You want to talk about coconut oil first?
Sure.
We all know that coconut oil is good for you. We just have to remind people.
Yes, we just have to revisit it every once in a while. Coconut oil and olive oil. And oh, did you see that Papa Vince has a new shipment of olive oil?
600 bottles. Get it while you can. Yeah, I know. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see. I'm hoping there's a little difference in the flavor. You know, it'd be nice. It's like instead of it always being static.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like wine. Some years are better, some years are worse, some years produce amazing stuff. I'm looking forward to getting a bottle. Yeah.
Okay,
so coconut oil can change your life. Number 10, promotes weight loss. Coconut oil naturally reduces appetite, making you want to eat less without trying it, without trying to. It also helps to boost your metabolism and helps you to lose the more difficult bad body fat. Interesting.
Okay. It helps with skin aging. The antioxidants in coconut oil protect our bodies and helps them fight against free radical damage, which is believed to be the leading cause of aging.
So do you have to rub it on or eat it?
Oh, I think it works both ways. I mean, you could put it on your skin.
Yeah. Don't tell Gwyneth Paltrow. She'll add that to her steam job.
This one I did not know.
It actually is good for your nail cuticles. Yeah, I didn't know that either. It's important to keep your cuticles healthy and clean. Most people seem to forget about their cuticles, and here is an easy way to keep them fresh and healthy. Apply a little coconut oil onto the cuticle, and this will help make your nails incredibly strong.
Okay, it's really good for your hair, which, you know, my last hairdresser, the one I'm never going back to.
The one that you just kicked to the curb?
The one I'm never going to see again. I put coconut oil on my hair, and she just reamed me up and down.
Yeah, she said, you put all that crap in your hair. But meanwhile, she's fine with all the fakes, you know, the...
All the extensions she has in her hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But she got on my case for using coconut oil. Yeah. But and it's really good for your hair. It helps to hydrate your hair and deep condition.
And that's what you used to do. You used to put coconut oil on your hair, wrap a towel on, leave it on while we would watch something on TV.
It says heat up some hot water and add a little coconut oil to it. And then take it and massage it into your scalp, and your hair is going to be glowing and shiny.
Now, this is a really good one. We know that coconut oil is good for your skin, but did you know it's good for acne also?
Well, it's an antimicrobial. It gets rid of the bacteria on the skin. And that's why Primal Pit Paste puts it into their...
Pit paste,
their deodorants.
So there you go. Use it right on your skin, especially if you have acne. How about that one? Next, metabolism. Go ahead.
It boosts your metabolism. The fat in coconut oil goes directly to your liver, where it is converted into energy.
Yeah, medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs. And they can drive ketones, so there you go. So it boosts your metabolism.
Moisturizes your skin.
Which kind of goes with the whole acne thing.
Well, I put it in my bathtub water.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll put olive oil in there.
Yeah.
But I like putting coconut oil in there because it smells so good.
This is an interesting one, lip care. This is the time of year where people lick their lips a lot and their lips get dry. And if you use any of those chapstick products, they use petroleum base, they dry your lips out more. So you have to keep using them over and over again. Here, just use a little coconut oil, rub it on your lips.
It says that it helps to lower cholesterol because of the lauric acid, a type of MCT.
Yeah, and actually increases the good cholesterol. It increases the HDL portion of the cholesterol as well. So there you go. Was that 10 or 9? Yeah, that was 10. Okay.
Yes.
So there you go. 10 reasons that coconut oil can change your life. As long as we're staying with lists, why don't we do 5 companies that don't use BPA anymore?
Well, I have 2 computers because my computer has decided that the ghost has gone out of it and it's going to work now. So I've got yours in front of me too.
Okay. So 5 companies that have said no to BPA: Eden Foods, Trader Joe's, Amy's, Bionatura, and what is that? Meyer Glen, M-U-I-R, Meyer Glen?
No, they have organic canned tomatoes. I don't know if you've seen their tomato products.
No.
I've seen them in Whole Foods. I've actually purchased their products before. I don't buy many canned products. I typically try to stay away from them. But if you do buy canned tomatoes, Meyer Glen is a good product. They don't have the BPA lining on their cans.
Isn't it funny that these are all individual companies, but Trader Joe's is more of a grocery store that has their own private line as well. Isn't it funny that Whole Foods isn't up there? I mean, Trader Joe's is there, but Whole Foods isn't. I think that's interesting. So you don't have to worry about BPA at all if you're shopping at Trader Joe's.
Really?
Yeah, the store-wide.
The tomatoes from Trader Joe's are supposedly stored in glass jars that have lids that contain BPA. However, it is said that this BPA never comes into contact with the food.
I never heard that. I didn't know that. I don't know if I trust
Many
that.
Of their cans are BPA-free as labeled. But you have to be careful because that jar has the BPA on the top, on the inside.
But of course, the lid. That comes in contact with the food. If you shake the jar, I don't know about that.
That's weird.
That was kind of like let me down.
Well, you have to read the whole story.
No, I just want to read the headline that wine is better than going to the gym. I'm like all those other idiots out there. What are you talking about?
Eden Foods is, they're a natural food company, I think.
But you do have to pay attention still, because people are still trying to slip BPA. And from what I understand, what the FDA has approved to replace BPA is no better.
Well, and it says here that 2/3 of the Eden Foods products are still sold in BPA line cans.
So how can this be a list of 5 companies that have said no to BPA?
Well, maybe they're doing a transition.
Maybe, it should say companies that have said maybe to BPA instead of no. How about that?
Like, for example, Amy's, they're a vegetarian company, and they have transitioned since 2012 to have all BPA-free cans.
Yeah.
That's so good.
You still have to watch out. My takeaway is you still have to. Sometimes when I'm in the store, I'll actually call the consumer hotline number on a product, the 800 number, and ask them. I've done that with water bottles, remember?
You did that at Kroger, yes.
Yeah, is there BPA in your water bottles? So you have to take this. This is, again, critical thinking at work. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
That's an old song.
Like it?
Mm-hmm. I just got up and went to the ladies' room, and there's a treadmill in the hallway.
The company upstairs is a networking company, Business Solutions. And the owners, I've actually spoken to them, the two guys that run, that own the company. They're big proponents of like getting people in the office to work, especially those guys up there. They're all programmers.
They sit up there and smoke cigarettes.
Yes. Well, that's the other, there's two groups up there.
Oh.
There's a group that goes out on the deck there and smokes cigarettes. Excuse me. And then there's the group that comes downstairs. They have, in the summertime, they have boot camps in the parking lot. It's pretty cool.
Okay. So did you have some announcements?
Yes, thank you. First of all, Superhuman Radio is being made possible through a generous grant from All American Pharmaceutical, the parent company of All American EFX. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the All American EFX banner ads. Number two, we have a new sponsor, FedAidAdvisors.com. If you have a student loan, the more you owe, the better, because they can get your loan reduced or completely forgiven. And it just takes one phone call to find out. This is not refinance, this is not consolidation, and this is not bankruptcy. There is government, millions of government dollars earmarked to reduce your loan. So what is it? I mean, go to FedAidAdvisors.com to learn more today. And of course, we have a new show that's starting tomorrow at noon. American Strongman Corporation, the company that puts on the Strongman event at the Arnold, they have a podcast now, and we are broadcasting it every day, every Saturday at 12 noon.
Is it once a week?
Yeah, once a week. So if you have the app, you can listen that way by just hitting the stream button Saturday at noon Eastern time, or you can go to the website and hit the player on my website. And we'll have more ways to access that as time goes on.
And I think Patrick is going to come on the show on Monday and talk about the the strongman.
Yeah, what group. I mean, the strongmen that you hear about, Brian Shaw, these are all the guys that are on the show. So if you're a fan of strongman competitions, you're going to love Saturday afternoons at noon.
At noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern, thank you.
Okay, so Hershey's Chocolate has decided that they didn't want, I guess they don't want the competition.
You don't want competition.
I'm not sure, but they are now pressuring the company Let's Buy British Imports, LBB Imports. Mm-hmm. They are the makers of the Cadbury chocolate,
right?
The Easter egg thing. They're no longer going to be able to ship that from England here.
When I was overweight, I used to love Cadbury chocolate. They have a nut and raisin bar that's unbelievable. I used to eat those things like they were going out of style.
Hershey filed a lawsuit arguing that some of the labeling on European products was similar to their own brands, and therefore American customers were confused about the products.
Oh, no one's confused. That's not true.
Well, their chocolate is better.
You know what? And so they'll change the labels. They can put a sticker on that says, this is not a Hershey's product. That's easy.
They agreed to stop importing all Cadbury chocolate made overseas. The company also agreed to halt imports on Kit Kat bars that are made in Britain, Toffee Crisps, which because of their orange packaging and yellow line brown script, too closely resemble Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Yorkie chocolate bars, which infringe on the York peppermint patty. I didn't realize that they had a patent on the York peppermint patty.
I guess they do have a, you know.
Well, then how come people can sell Junior Mints?
That's
just like a peppermint patty.
But I guess it's the name, Yorkie and York peppermint patty. Meanwhile, the folks from the UK should sue them for using York is started there in the UK. York, Yorkshire. That's their name, their word. It didn't start here in the United States.
It says that the Cadbury cream eggs will probably still be available in the U.S. However, the recipe will have to change to include American chocolate rather than the English chocolate.
Oh, so it's going to suck then, that means.
Yes.
No, we want your chocolate to suck like ours. You have to change the recipe.
That's just ridiculous. Not that I eat Hershey's chocolate.
No, but it's
because
unfair.
I don't.
It's unfair.
It's not fair.
So you know what? They should just import, let people buy from the UK and have it shipped in. That's all. And you know, the other.
Listen to this. English chocolate's first ingredient is milk. The milk chocolate. Guess what America's first ingredient is?
Sugar.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And the European chocolate does not contain preservatives. And the American chocolate does.
Yeah. You know what what the American chocolatiers should do is come up to the standards of the European chocolate instead of making the European chocolate come down to their standards.
Well, just don't buy Hershey's chocolate. And I know most people in our audience don't.
Yeah. I didn't even know that Cadbury made the Kit Kat. That's a Kit Kat product? Didn't you just say
that? They said they weren't going to ship them. That's what it said.
That's one of the most popular chocolate bars in the world.
I don't know that. You better Google it.
No, but I used to love Kit Kats. I ate them four or five at a time. I can't believe that. I thought that was an American. That's amazing. That's going to hurt. If people don't get Kit Kats here in the United States, there's going to be a lot of pissed off people.
So I read a story that is it's old news, but I find it very interesting, and I thought we should talk about it. Okay, so there's a couple things here. South Korea does not grow any GMO.
Yeah, GMOs are banned for human consumption there and for growing.
However, they do ship in crops like the maize and the soybeans to feed livestock.
Right. So the livestock is able to eat genetically modified feeds, but they don't use any genetically modified foods for human consumption, and they don't allow the growing of genetically modified crops because they're afraid of infestation.
So they have found the National Institute of Environmental Research collected 626 samples of four genetically engineered crops, maize, rapeseed, cotton, and soybean. And what they found is that there are DNA samples in 19 regions and 6 cities where it's growing in their fields.
And they don't even grow
it.
And
they don't grow it.
So that means that how did it get there? So you're saying it must have gotten there because of the feeds that they import.
Yes. Yes.
Just in. Hugh Grant of Monsanto is saying that he now owns South Korea because they have GM crops growing there. They didn't pay for it.
What I found interesting is that Monsanto in the U.S. can sue family farmers because they have gotten
through cross-contamination. Right.
They sue them and the small family farmers lose.
Yeah, they have to destroy
their
crop.
But it's happening in South Korea.
Yeah, well, maybe Hugh Grant is going to sue South Korea for growing genetically modified food. What they should do is South Korea should sue Monsanto for this contamination product that they've created.
Well, everyone should sue Monsanto. Yeah. We should just like start a big collective group of people suing Monsanto.
And you know what? You can sue for any reason at all here in the United States. So I say we all start a class action lawsuit to sue Monsanto for $1 trillion. Look, I'm supposed to be like, who is that little guy on Dr. Evil? $1 trillion. Because Monsanto sucks. The lawsuit would say the people of the United States against Monsanto. And we say you suck, so we're suing you.
You better be careful. Those scientists out there won't come on your show anymore because they believe in pesticides and Monsanto.
That's right. That's right. You're right. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything bad about Monsanto. So there you go. Interesting. So Monsanto continues to contaminate the earth. And don't forget, we don't need these crops. We know that we can grow traditional organically grown crops and feed the world. And did we talk about this on last Casual Friday? Did we talk about this at home? I had a guest on one day and we were talking about something else and he shared a story about South Africans who traditionally eat millet.
Oh, we talked about that last Friday.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I don't want to repeat myself. But they all got sick and many of them died from eating the genetically modified corn that they were being forced to eat instead of the millet that they like to eat.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill Gates, for that. No one, you don't hear any stories about that. You don't hear anybody talking about that.
Well, you only hear the stories that they want us to hear.
Yeah, exactly. We can go ahead and take our break now.
Okay.
Let's do this. And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high-protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
50 Cent.
Robbie F50.
Welcome back. You don't hear about him anymore. Welcome back to Casual Friday here on the Superhuman Radio Network, the ever-growing Superhuman Radio Network. More and more radio shows will be added to the network. Just wait and see.
Okay, so do you like raisins?
I do. I really do like raisins. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I liked them. I could put them in my nostrils. No, I would. So when I was a kid, what I would do is I would put a raisin in my nostril, and then I would go to my mom, and I go, "Mom, look." And I'd pull the raisin out and put it in my mouth, and she'd go, "Oh, that's disgusting."
That is disgusting.
I say, "No, it was a raisin." She goes, "Yeah, but it was in your nose first." I wanted to act like I was eating a booger.
Okay. Evidently, I had no clue that raisin farmers, when they, after their crop is finished, they have to give 47% of their crop to the USDA.
This is something that started where? World War II, right?
Because of a World War II program to keep the pricing of
stable.
And what they will do is they'll sell that portion of the crops to overseas or to wherever, and they're supposed to give the monies and split it up between all the farmers. But there's no monies ever given to the farmers. They say that they don't make any. And where the money goes, they don't know.
It's called the RBA, the Raisin Bargaining Association. It's a collective committee, a nonprofit that represents over 2,000 raisin farmers. And they basically extort money from the farmers by making them give them a portion of their crops. They sell it and they keep the money.
These particular
farmers. And they're protected by the IRS to do this.
Yes, they are. And these particular farmers got tired of it, so they stopped giving 47% of their crop away, and now they're being sued. They could owe millions of dollars.
Let's do this. There's actually a news story.
This is shocking to me.
Let's play this because I want to hear this too. Because I don't find it hard to believe, but in this day and age, it's just shocking. It is, and the fact that the IRS is protecting them. Hey, listen to this.
A California raisin farmer is fed up with forking over a portion of his crop to the National Raisin Reserve. You heard that right. The National Raisin Reserve. Jane Wells, what is the National Raisin Reserve?
Brian, let me explain. These dry California grapes are going to turn into these raisins, but the farmer growing them is raisin hell over a World War II era program in which the government can forcibly take up to 47% of your raisin crop without paying you and put it in a raisin reserve to prop up prices.
It's communist. When you take something, you don't pay for it. What is it?
The Horns, Marvin and Laura Horn, about 11 years ago, decided to stop forking over their grapes. They kept them all. The result, they say, a federal investigation was launched, bent on driving them out of business.
They came out, they photographed our kids. Our
grandchildren, our employees' children, getting on the school bus. Made the kids afraid. They didn't even want to go out in front of our facility and catch the bus.
Now, the Horns argued in court that this program violates a constitutional amendment about taking property without compensation. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, which ruled that the Horns had a point. They kicked it back down to the Ninth Circuit. Now, the head of the USDA agency involved in this, the Raisin Administrative Committee, says he has no comment about the case. Meantime, I asked Marvin Horn about the other raisin farmers who've been playing by the rules all the years. For the last decade, they might be angry because he's been selling 100% of his crop.
I'm not getting away from anything. I'm abiding by the Constitution, and they had the same chance to do the same thing I'm doing. And now that this has come out in the open, I'll guarantee you 95% of the raisin growers are behind us, and now they want to get paid for all their lost crop.
They're both waiting now, guys, for the Ninth Circuit to set a date. Marvin Horn says if he loses, he could be on the hook for $1.5 million worth of raisins he never...
All right, so it stopped abruptly. He could end up owing $1.5 million if he loses. This is a shame. First of all, I see two things wrong with this, right? Number one, it is theft. The government is stealing from these people. They're taking product and selling it and keeping the money, number one. Number two, isn't this price fixing? I mean, the Federal Trade Commission is in place to avoid and the reason they break up monopolies, and I mean, this is price fixing. The government is taking, originally this was established to keep the price of raisins where it was by forcing them to give up part of their crop.
So the USDA has saddled the Horn family with massive fines because they're demanding that they pay them the money for the raisins that they didn't give. This 47% of the raisins that they wouldn't turn over, they have to pay for them.
I hope the Horns win because then the government may actually owe them money for the crops that they stole.
This is just ludicrous. It's shocking. I can't believe it still goes on.
Government is out of control. I don't care who you like, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We every day, somewhere, every second, somewhere, some American person is being ripped off by this government in one shape or another. It's the way the government operates. And I feel bad for these poor. You know what farming? You know how hard it is to farm?
Of course I know how hard it is to farm.
I grew up on a farm. I mean, these people are the salt of the earth. They probably break their backs and they have to. Do you imagine? Just imagine. Well, we do. I was just going to say. Just imagine if you had to give up 50% of your pay every week to the government. But we do, don't we? It's called taxes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Terrible.
Okay, so I've got an article here that was on my Facebook page from Gordon Waddell, and it says GMO and glyphosate found discovered in Fruit Loops. So evidently the
But scientists say glyphosate's okay.
GMO Free USA, they published, they're doing independent lab testing on different products because of all the no labeling. We can't get anything labeled.
Yeah.
It documented the presence of glyphosate in Fruit Loops.
How terrible. People are being poisoned today. Now, you know, we know what the worst part is?
Fruit Loops. Most
people don't even care. I know, like who's feeding their kids Fruit Loops?
Well,
right?
No, there are people who are feeding their children
That's
Fruit Loops.
That's what I'm saying.
And they, I mean, we should like go stand out in front of grocery stores and picket, you know, and or at least make these people aware.
Yeah, but they don't care. So, who was it that posted on my Facebook wall the other day? Oh, Jerry, your friend Jerry, Ryan, Jerry.
Okay.
She posted something. It was the face of the Joker. Who was the guy who died in the last Batman? He was playing the Joker or something like that. So it says that people are worried about deflated footballs, but they don't care about genetically modified foods.
Oh, she put that up there.
Yeah, it was really one of those memes. And it's true because nobody cares. Most people don't even understand what they're talking about when they talk about GM foods. And it's not just the genetic modifications that we're worried about. It's the reason that they're modified is to withstand a terrible, terrible poison called glyphosate that you end up eating. So it may be true. Maybe genetically modified food isn't evil. Maybe it actually has a value, but it's the chemicals that ride along with it that could be the problem. And now it's in Fruit Loops? Who knows what else it's in? It's terrible. And this is why this show has jumped the shark.
Jumped the shark.
Somebody posted on my Facebook wall recently that he's been listening to the
Superhuman Network page.
Supreme Radio Network, that he's been listening to the show for 5 years, but he can't listen any longer because the Supreme Radio show has finally jumped the shark.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I asked him. I said, what did I do to jump the shark? And he never responded.
And he also said that...
What happened to the Clear Channel?
No, he used to think that SHR was the best thing since sliced bread, but SHR has jumped the shark.
Yeah. He also said that I used to talk about strength and conditioning, but now I talk about all this other stuff. And then he said, whatever happened to the Clear Channel syndication? Well, first of all, you're not listening closely. It wasn't Clear Channel that we were supposed to be syndicated through. It was, what was the name of that? What was the name of it? Ted Anderson's company.
GNC.
GNC.
GCN.
Genesis Communications Network. And I backed out of the deal at the last minute. We were all ready to go with them. So here's what happened with GCN. For those of you who are wondering what happened, they wanted me to add more and more commercials, which I did. I had to add news to the top of the hour, which I did.
Which was
costing me a lot of money to add news to the top of the hour because we had to produce our own news. They needed more commercial breaks and more spots in the commercial breaks. And then they wanted me to change the way I produce the show and take hard breaks. What a hard break means is Let's say I'm supposed to take a break at 15 minutes and 59 seconds. Regardless of what my guest is talking about, I need to interrupt them and go, oh, we got to go to a break, boom, and go. And I said to them, I'll lose my audience. If I ask a question to a scientist, and this scientist is answering this question very thoughtfully, and he's just about to, like, drop the bomb of the whole show, and you need me to break and go to a commercial at that moment, my audience is going to tune out. So what they wanted me to do was turn the show into schlock. You know what schlock is?
No.
It's a term for crap. They wanted me to fit their model of how they do their shows, and on top of that, they weren't guaranteeing me any audience. I have an audience already. I'm not going to abandon the audience that's come to trust me to go to a place where I don't even know if the audience is going to like the show. I mean, I'm sure they would have liked the show, but still. So at the last minute, I said, no, thanks. And a lot of people said I was crazy because, oh, you could have made so much money with them. It's not about, look, don't get me wrong. I want to make money, but I'm not going to sacrifice the show and make it sound like some really crappy Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Cause that's one of the shows they produce. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you've ever heard the show, it's an infomercial from end to end with 1,000 commercials in it. I'm not doing it. And so we walked away from the table. Ted Anderson's a wonderful guy. He was very generous. I think everybody was disappointed in me because they felt they really wanted the show on their network. But I'm not going to change the show to that degree because I would have ended up, all the people who are listening to this show right now, they would have said, this show sucks. I'm not listening to it anymore.
So
we lost one guy, it looks like. He thinks I jumped the shore.
What he said was, I just listened to the last Casual Friday of 2014. Carl, you turned into Debbie Downer on us. Most disturbing was, I don't remember you mentioning the word muscle even once. The show was all about strength and endurance, when in fact you used to be such a proponent of metabolic currency. Snap out of it, Carl. We want you back.
I don't understand that.
I mean, you still talk about muscle.
But of course we do. And the 2014 show, we did a recap, didn't we?
The 2014 was a recap, and we tried to keep it upbeat and talk about positive things. And we talked about, you know, questions from listeners and things.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's one guy I'm not going to be able to satisfy.
Well, he's posted 3 things in the past 3 weeks.
But if you notice, his Facebook page was created September of 2014.
Well, and there's nothing on there.
So I think he's
no
a shill.
Activity.
So I had this recently, so I'm not going to say who it is. There's a guy that I've had on my show a couple times, and he's a strength guy. Let's just say that. And he started his own podcast. And, you know, we have a forum over at Anabolic Minds that I don't spend enough time on, but we do have people from the show that go there and talk about things. And so this shill, you know what a shill is? Somebody who creates a screen name and it's not really them, just so they can. So this shill goes over there and posts, you know, remember when Superhuman Radio used to be good?
You're kidding me.
No. And then when you read it, at the end it says, if you want a really good show, you should listen to so-and-so's show because it's good. So in other words, after like he bashed me, he plugged his own show. And so I went up there and I said, I know who this is. This is you. And I put his name in there. I says, how terrible. I've actually had you on my show and I tried to promote you. And this is how you repay me. And
that's terrible.
And so the bottom line is the majority of the people in the audience like the show. They're the ones who listen. And people who are sincerely not happy with certain things, I take their suggestions to heart. In fact, we just got one recently that I passed on to you and Alex and said, we need to start doing this.
Well, they said that they wanted, when you had the two registered dietitians on, they had the same
opinions
and they wanted maybe somebody who had a different opinion.
Yeah. And I've tried doing that. I can't get guests to come on the show when they know they're going to have to debate their position. That scientists don't want to debate with other scientists. That's really the truth. They don't want to come on and defend.
And you can't blame them.
No.
I mean, who wants to sit and have to argue your point?
No, you can turn on to conservative or liberal political shows and hear that kind of stuff all day long, listen to people argue. But we did take his suggestion into heart.
And also, too, if people want specific guests to come on or certain guests, we try.
Yeah.
We try. If we can get that guest to come on, I always reach out to them.
Yeah.
I'm a little behind right now because of my computer.
But the bottom line is, yeah, Superhuman Radio has jumped the sharks. I'm really sorry about that. I will do a better job not to jump. He's got to be our age. You know why, right? Because who knows Happy Day? Jump the Shark is from Happy Days when Fonz jumped the shark and the show sucked after that. I mean, no young kid is used. I've never heard a young kid say, oh, that show jumped the shark. So he's got to be in his 40s or 50s at least. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of Agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormones. Hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer. Brian DeSimone listens to the show. He put this on my Facebook page the other day. Yesterday, actually. This is completely unsolicited. This stuff always surprises me when people do this. For my health and fitness friends, I highly suggest Superhuman Radio. And he gave the URL. Created and hosted by Carl Lenore. I've been a fan for years and always try to catch a few episodes each week. Carl is a major resource for health, fitness, and everything health related. Once you start listening, your knowledge base is going to grow. And then Neil Malcolm chimed in and said, the show opened my eyes to a ton of health related things. And that's the kind of stuff that I'm used to hearing. But really, I also get people who say, you should do this differently. You should, and I take that seriously because I don't do the show for myself. I do the show for the listener. And when, if a listener really has real, criticisms for me, I take that seriously. And I always have. So.
Well, that's the only way you're going to grow and get better.
Yeah. This isn't the Carl Lenore show. I'm like everybody else. I'm looking for the answers too. If you can help me find answers, then, and I can help everybody else find them at the same time. That's what I'm all about.
Neil Malcolm said he loves the show and has been listening for 7 years. And then Brian DeSimone said, got me beat. He's been listening for 5 years.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, the same amount of time that Billy Smith has been listening. The guy who said the show has jumped the shark. He said he's been listening for 5 years.
Oh,
also.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Anyway, you may have heard about the new genetically modified mosquitoes that are being released into Florida that will help to curb the offspring of new mosquitoes. Well, ironically, at the same time or right around the same time that research was published about these genetically modified mosquitoes, there was research published about...
So they're doing this to kill off the mosquitoes that carry malaria.
No,
correct?
All mosquitoes. This is going to shorten the lifespan of all mosquitoes because what it basically does is this mosquito will produce larvae that will die.
Well, it says here, if you could create a better, stronger mosquito that happens to be unable to spread malaria parasites and you were to release tens of thousands of those better mosquitoes into the wild, they would eventually win the survival game and replace the mosquitoes that were able to spread malaria.
Okay. What do we know about evolution? What do we know about it? What do we know about the weeds that glyphosate was supposed to kill?
Well, they're just taking over.
They got stronger, right?
Yes.
So when human beings start messing with evolution, bad things happen. So let's say this really works. Let's say they get this mosquito out there, and this mosquito helps to reduce the malaria-ridden mosquitoes. How do we know that this mosquito isn't going to make the malaria-ridden mosquitoes stronger and more robust? It's called downward selection pressure for a reason. Downward pressure. When you push an organism down and try to make it extinct, it does one of two things. It either becomes extinct or it pushes back and becomes stronger in an equal amount in the opposite direction. How do they know that this isn't going to spawn a new form of malaria? See, this is what I'm saying. These scientists don't know. They're like kids in a science shop tinkering with things that they have no way of knowing what the back pressure is going to be. Now, I posted on Facebook, we don't need chemical pesticides or genetically modified mosquitoes to deal with the mosquito population. Nature has already had to deal with this and has an elegant solution that we should be focusing on. This study, identification of plant compounds that disrupt the insect juvenile hormone receptor complex of mosquitoes. These plants, they destroy the larvae. So when mosquitoes who live in the areas where these plants proliferate, their populations drop dramatically. Because these plants, and I don't know what the plants are, they list them in the study, but my point is this. If we started to look at things the way the organic farmer looks, diversity in types of plants, if they planted more of these plants in Florida, the whole mosquito population would drop dramatically, not just the ones that carry malaria. And if we could harness these chemicals without being synthetic and use the chemicals that these plants produce, we could use them as insecticides against mosquito. There are solutions out there without going genetic modification that we don't know what the repercussions are going to be.
Well, what do you think they're going to do?
Oh, I think they already did it. Didn't they already genetically modify them? Or they're still thinking about it? Maybe I'm behind the story. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. That was Con Century Davison who posted the vaccine, the kid in California, the story about his father wanting everybody else to vaccinate their child on my Facebook page. So thank you for that. Oh, want to laugh? I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. So here's a really, really good Facebook post that I found. Somebody put it on my wall, and I have to play it because it's funny. You know, people fashion themselves as really being smart about health and fitness and nutrition today. Everybody thinks that they're a nutritional guru. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So Jimmy Kimmel, who's brilliant, Scott Tavener put this on my Facebook page. Jimmy Kimmel, who's brilliant, decided to go out into the world and talk to people who fashion themselves as understanding nutrition and see what, you know, because everybody's buying these new juices now.
Mm-hmm.
Cold press this and cold press that. So what they did is they took kids' candy, added water to it, and told people that this was a new cold press juice. And they asked people, do you know a lot about the, oh, I know all about it. You know, and they let them taste it. Listen to this. This is hilarious. Just listen to this.
You know, here in L.A., we are always obsessed with the latest food trends, and there are a lot of them. Right now, people are drinking butter in their coffee. Is anyone here doing this? To lose weight, people are drinking butter in their coffee. It's crazy, but maybe even crazier is all the cold-pressed juice stores I see popping up. Cold-pressed juice is supposed to be better for you. They say it resets your body, which is ridiculous, but people are paying like $8 a bottle for it, so I decided to invent my own juice company called J-U-C-E. It's juice with no I. And I sent some people out to the farmer's market where people are buying organic fruits and vegetables. And we mixed up a very special concoction. Okay, so those are organic juices, they appear to be, but we used Fun Dip instead. We eat it with a stick. We mixed Fun Dip with water and told people it was a natural juice called Soul.
We're here with our line of cold-pressed, natural, extraordinarily expensive beverages.
Right.
Does that sound appealing to you?
That sounds appealing. That sounds very appealing.
Just feel it go through your lungs, through your liver.
He's got his eyes closed, like he's, you know, really into it.
I feel great. And that's a much, like, lighter type, like, definitely, like, kind of like a cleansing more.
Just kind of, like, deep breath. It just feels, you know, refreshing, like you just drank something that's good for you, and you just kind of take a deep breath, you know, after a sigh of relief. How about that?
Now, remember, Fun Dip is a powdered sugar tart. It's almost like powdered sweet tarts that kids then take a piece of candy, you wet it, you stick it in each pouch, and you mix it. So this is like gross stuff. These people are all into it. Listen, this girl.
Yeah.
I would drink it regularly. It tastes good, and it seems like it's good for you. And it's not too sugary like a lot of juices are now, but it still has that good juice taste to it.
Natural. It doesn't taste like chemically at all.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like taking a little dip in some fun.
Yeah, like a little refreshing, like a little dip into a pool of juice.
A little dip.
Right, they like that. So then we got a can of Tang, you know, the powder drink that the astronauts were forced to drink, and we mix it in water, and we called this Cure. This one was called Cure.
Cure.
Let's see how they like this organic beverage.
My name's Alex. I'm from New Zealand.
Alex, are you a fan of organic, healthy juice?
Yes, yes, I am.
Do you consider yourself a juice connoisseur?
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh. Tang.
Oh, that's really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's definitely citrus, some kind of citrus. It's not so sweet. It's much... It's just like you really just squeezed it out of the fruit.
Now, remember, Tang is nothing but artificial colors and artificial flavors, right?
And he says it's like you just squeezed it out of the fruit.
You just squeezed it out of the fruit. It's really good. It's very refreshing. Yes. Here, listen to this woman.
The difference between this and a beverage from Concentrate?
It's fresh. Much better. Much, much better. It's delicious.
Would you call it tangy?
You know, it's not particularly sour, so I wouldn't really call it tangy. It's a little bit more muted than tangy, but definitely very light, very summer.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like a powdered drink,
okay,
and 10 being the most organic thing imaginable.
Oh, it's a 10. It's a 10.
Okay.
It's a 10. No doubt about it.
Not even like a tiny doubt.
No doubt.
Do you think it's worth that $19 price tag.
Yes. Yeah, your health is worth everything.
Yeah, all right. So next, as if that wasn't good enough. All right. Next, we melted some creamsicles. You know the delicious ice cream bar with the vanilla inside? And we just melted that, and we told people it was a juice mix called Detox. And here we go.
How does this taste to you?
It tastes like natural, real juice. Like it's pure juice.
I don't feel no chemical. I don't feel anything. I just feel fruit. Just natural.
I don't feel chemicals. I don't feel anything. I just feel fruit. I didn't know you could feel that stuff when you... I mean, she's got to have an amazing tongue. Yeah.
Do you feel healthier just drinking it?
I do. I feel like I can go for a jog right now. I feel great.
You could probably, like, go for a jog and then, like, 20 minutes later feel horrible.
Yep.
Yeah, right. And finally, we put a bag of Skittles and some water...
In a blender.
Into a blender. And we called this one Rainbow, I believe was what we called. Basically corn syrup. An artificial color in water. And we served it to the people at the farmer's market. And let's see now if Rainbow
here
passes.
Here we have one called Rainbow.
Okay.
And if you could just tell me what you're detecting.
Organic. It's delicious.
It's Skittles.
You don't feel thirsty or kind of quenches your thirst.
You don't feel like you're coated with just like a sugar or
water. No, it's not. Doesn't taste too sweet at all.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being Skittles and 10 being actual real fruit, where does this fall?
This is 9.
Are you getting the kale, obviously?
Kale. I should have known.
Kale.
You really should have known.
Kale.
This is my favorite one out of all of them, honestly.
Yes.
This was great. I love this one. This was a 10 in my eyes.
Maybe it's just because it's crushed up Skittles in water.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Swear.
I swear.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It tastes healthy.
Fine. So that's all that matters.
I'm going to just start drinking Skittles now.
Good.
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Oh, that's brilliant. Jimmy Kimmel's funny. He really is. He comes up with some really funny skits. But it just goes to show you, I don't know if it's that people are susceptible to suggestion and placebo, or they just really don't have a clue on what is healthy and what is not.
I just wanted to read what you were talking about, the Joker. It says, tell people about GMOs and the harm they cause, and no one bats an eye. Let one quarterback use a deflated ball, and everyone loses their mind.
I know, right? It's true. Anyway, I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Nope, that's
it. So why don't we just end the show early? And thank you for listening this week. We've had great shows. We'll have great shows next week as well. You can always go to the program guide and see everything that's playing on the Superhuman Radio Network now. So check that out.
Monday we have some good shows. Yeah. We have one of our listeners, Diana Carr, will be on Monday.
You named the segment. What's it called?
It's a segment we're going to start doing periodically. It's In the Kitchen. And this is In the Kitchen with Diana Carr.
So if you have a specialty, a recipe, it could be you make your own soap or anything like that, send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com.
Or send it to me.
No, send it to onair. Or connect on Facebook with Elisa. And we'll have Elisa and Alex look it over. And you could be selected for an In the Kitchen episode here on Superhuman Radio Network. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
The only reason why you said send it to you, but you don't want to give your email address.
No, I meant on Facebook.
Yeah, connect with Elisa on Facebook for sure. Okay, so that's it for this week, and we will see you next week. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.